What a privilege it is to be here with you today for this Palm Sunday celebration. I'm so grateful to Father Skluzacek and Father Paul for giving me this opportunity, because I volunteered to come not knowing it was going to be such a huge celebration. I was scheduled to be here when you celebrate your 50th anniversary in June, and I had a flight that was changed, and so I wouldn't be able to be here, so I was looking for another opportunity. And I said, Father Skluzacek, could Palm Sunday work? And he said, yes. Now I realize what a great privilege it is to be here and to see the way in which this community celebrates these important mysteries that are revealed to us in the course of this holiest of weeks. How beautiful to see that procession. Someday you have to climb those steps to look out at the congregation. It was magnificent. Father Paul turned to me and said, it's maybe right up there with the celebration in Rome. And it is. But in Rome, you don't have a whole congregation wearing red either. So it speaks to me of your desire to enter into the mystery of this day. And for that, I am most grateful. How beautiful it is to have such a crowd. Today is actually a day when we hear about crowds. We hear about two different crowds. The first, in that first gospel that was proclaimed from the balcony, where we heard about what happened when Jesus came into Jerusalem. How everyone was waving their branches, throwing their cloaks before him. It was adulation at its best, a recognition of who Jesus was, that Son of David. Hosanna, Hosanna. How incredible then that that same crowd in just a few days could change to be at that point where they could yell, crucify him, crucify him. It's amazing what a crowd can do and how a crowd can change. And how we, often so weak, can go with the crowd. Whether it be in praising Jesus, or whether it be in asking that he be crucified. It's hard for us to look at that and to recognize that we too could switch like that. The church offers us the first reading and the second reading, though, today to give us some insight into what happens in the course of the Passion. For we hear in the first from Isaiah how Jesus is that suffering servant. At least it's prefigured in that way. That it's Jesus who offers himself to experience that ignominy, to experience that suffering. We heard about it in our second reading as well from Paul's letter to the Philippians, as we hear how it is that Jesus emptied himself for us. That was a choice that Jesus made. And it's in that second reading that we get a sense that when we were faced with such great love, there's only one possible response, and that's that every knee should bend at the name of Jesus. For he gives us every last breath, every last drop of blood, because of his great love for us and his love for God the Father. We hope, my brothers and sisters, that as we go through this week, that we might be strengthened to be that crowd that welcomes Jesus, not into Jerusalem, but into our hearts. I'm delighted to be here in this year when you celebrate the 50th anniversary of this magnificent church, made all the more magnificent this morning by your presence and by the music and all of the beautiful symbols of Palm Sunday. This church is very much a reflection of the strong community that you have been. Indeed, on the anniversary of a church building, the church doesn't celebrate the architecture, but speaks to how it is that each of you are the living stones. We have that opportunity to build up a community, to build up a church, to be that crowd that recognizes Jesus for who he is. For more than 50 years, for your parish started far before that. You have been a community, a true community that places Jesus at the very center of who you are. This beautiful liturgy speaks to that. This beautiful church speaks to that. The choir, the music, the emphasis on each little detail speaks to that. The beautifully braided palm speaks to that. My brothers and sisters, we stand today at the beginning of this week, and we ask the Lord to open our hearts, to help us to see how it is that we can respond more fully to the love of Jesus, his Son, that will be revealed in the course of these days. We have to be there in humility, recognizing that we're the sinners for whom the Lord gives his life. But we can be there in joy as well, as we persevere, as we offer ourselves to Jesus, as we hope that we might be supportive of one another, to be that crowd that encourages us each to go forward and to give our lives to Jesus, to be willing to pour our lives out as Jesus poured out his, to be obedient to the Father's will as Jesus was obedient to the will of his Father. Be assured of my prayers in the course of this holiest of weeks.